It's time now for Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson, Minnesota.
Oh, I almost caught me singing on the air.
You're such a singer.
Yeah, that's a great theme song, isn't it, Monica?
I cannot believe that. Now, who picked that?
I think Maynard did that, I think, or Terry. Terry did that.
Okay, yep. We got to give rightful credit.
Yeah, Terry picked that song. It was a good one. So, yeah, well, Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan on the air here, and Monica's all ready to go for Thanksgiving, it looks like. You brought some stuff in.
We're feeling thankful, Paul Reamer.
We are.
Yep. We got to, you know, a lot of us retailers, you know, we get this from the community. Well, they'll say, oh, my gosh, you're forgetting about Christmas. No, we're not. We just have this role to play where we have to plant the seed for the holiday shopping. And a lot of stores that actually carry Christmas merchandise, yep. The normal rule is by October 15th to be on the shelves because the shop life of Christmas stuff is very limited. Yeah. So I always wait till the day after Halloween. And then KB says, you know, the ground's going to freeze. You better get going. So the day before my birthday, I was filling all my baskets with stuff and my arbor and everything's done. So that's awesome. But I kept a spot in front of my home door. That's all Thanksgiving.
That's right.
So, and that's going to stay up till Thanksgiving. And the pumpkins are froze and those flowers are froze, but they are staying up and out till Thanksgiving because we're feeling very thankful, but we have to, like I said, we have to have all those wares and merchandise in for the holidays. And Monica's is redoing her whole entire store because she, that change of time schedule where fall back,
yep.
Right?
Yep, fall back.
Well, then fall back was dangerous to me with that iPad. I got up early in the morning and I thought, oh my gosh, it's so early. What am I going to do? So I reordered more merchandise. I had 24 hours to get it redone because most of the vendors are going to spring.
Already?
Yeah, so I got over 200 pieces of merchandise in, including the cute coat I have on.
All right, let's go into the segue here. What is Monica wearing today?
Oh, what is she wearing? Okay, it's long sleeves. It's, of course, black, and it's just got little specks of cream or white or whatever you call it, but it's basically black. It's two pockets. It has 1, 2, 3 buttons. It's long.
Okay. Now, is that like a coat?
So it's perfect for today. I don't know what the temperature is today, but it is perfect because I have it over a 3/4 sleeve tunic, and a lot of women freeze. I get it, but I get hot, and I don't want to go outside in a coat that makes me sweat, because that's not healthy. Mm-hmm. So this material, and it's got the notch collar. Yep. Ladies, if you're wondering about what kind of jackets to purchase, if you purchase something like this with a notch collar, it's in forever.
Notch collar.
Yep.
A collar.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's, you know, it's just the notch collar, and there's not much to it, right?
Right.
But this is
This
is a basic cut, and it's, I like the sleeve length, and I just love it. It feels cute, cozy and comfortable. So it had the 3 C's, so I had to get it. I had to get it for today.
That's right. And you got some bling on you.
I'm so glad. So I have my travel necklace on, black with a silver star, and of course I have to layer another necklace with pearls and pewter strings because pearls are really in this year again. I've always liked them, but they're in, and I just thought, doesn't that just make it all complete? Just like when a gentleman wears a suit, do I need to wear a tie, Monica? It completes the outfit.
Yep.
Right?
Okay. So
statement
jewelry completes the outfit.
Yep. And then leggings and my little ankle boot that I sold out of in 10 minutes. So I'm going to try to reorder these black ones. They have a wedge, which is huge right now.
Okay.
And it's not a high wedge because myself and a lot of women can't wear the real high wedge.
Yeah.
I have to be pretty close to the ground.
Okay.
But I have a wedge, so I'm in style.
Yep.
It's just not very high.
Now, on that boot you're wearing, that black boot you're wearing, you put some bling on. Did you add the bling to that?
Yes, it's okay. I bejeweled it. I wanted to test you to see if you listen, and you are a good student.
All right, thank you.
Yes.
I like that word too, bejeweled.
That was my son. He came up with that this morning. He said, it's bejeweled. And I said, that sounds a lot better than bling. So it looks like a little narrow belt around my ankle.
Almost looks like an ankle bracelet.
Yeah. And it's around the boot, and it's very distinctive. And they're so cute because they can be put on all different boots. Mm-hmm. They're not cheap, but they're cute. I can take them off this boot, put them on another one. They're very interchangeable, and I just love them.
All right. Yeah, you're complete. You're wearing some good stuff today.
I have to be complete. Yep.
Be careful, that coffee's hot.
Ooh, it's good.
I know. I heard you complimenting Maynard on his coffee making.
Oh, he makes such good coffee.
He likes it thick, you know.
I don't know. It's just... I wasn't a coffee drinker until age 50, and I just love the flavor.
I was afraid you were going to burn your lips because you're putting that coffee mug up pretty quick.
Oh, yeah. Me, I do things pretty quick. I tripped today with your donuts, but guess what? They may got mixed up in the box, but they didn't fall out. Thank God. Okay, we are going to talk about some awesome jacket ideas. We're feeling thankful today and every day, and I brought some wonderful newbies in from my cabin this morning, and I thought this Sherpa plaid is huge.
What is that?
It's a Sherpa trim.
Sherpa.
Jacket.
Okay.
And it's like your, well, I suppose it's not quite as long as a car coat, but it covers the seat, your rear.
Okay.
Covers your seat.
Over the hips then.
Yep.
Okay.
It's beautiful. It's black with cream, and I put it on Facebook girlfriends when they're texting me. I have it on my personalized page. It's black with cream with the Sherpa trim. So super cute. So comfy. It's cute. It's cozy. It's comfortable. Wouldn't that be fun to throw on for Thanksgiving with a pair of either leggings or a pair of rip and repair jeans that Monica has a lot of? Or whatever. Or you could throw it on with a skirt and leggings and boots. You could just do so much with it, and it's plaid, and it's cute. And then I put on a
underneath it there?
Yeah, it's so cute, and I just...
You gotta stay close to the mic there, Monica.
I know, I get so excited. It just follows suit to the coat because it's an Aztec print. It's cream background with black, and then it's got some bling, so it gives it a little festive. Mm-hmm. We like to be festive on the holidays.
Yep.
And so I just thought this looks so cute together, and I paired it up with a little plaid hat or cap.
Yep.
I just think that is just so adorable.
It is.
And you could pair it up with color, too, if you wanted.
It actually looks warm, too.
It's warm. And I just, when I seen that I had that left, I thought, oh, my God, I'm getting that small through extra large, every size. It's too cute.
What are you doing, unwrapping freight?
We're doing freight now, Paul. I couldn't get it all done, Paul.
We're doing freight.
Look
at
this.
Oh, yeah, that looks
Pull
nice.
On Zinfandel. I think that's how you say it for the wine.
Zinfandel color.
Yep. Okay. Yep. Look at how cute that would be with it.
It would be.
Wouldn't that be cute? Or with that top?
Yep.
Ooh.
I like that color.
Yeah, so that's
it's
the
not
big...
It's a purple. It's a...
It's a cranberry color.
Cranberry color, okay.
So this color is
pair
huge.
Pair of pants.
Yep.
Okay.
Not a lot of people wear colored bottoms, but I had to get a few of these just for a little flavor. Limited sizes because, you know, it's like you get what you can get right now this time of year, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Variety is good, and we don't want everyone looking alike. But this is like that brushed, it's not a super, it's like a real fine whale corduroy, but it's got that brushed denim feel to it.
Yep,
so it isn't real, like the old style corduroy used to make noise, or when you'd sit it, it would smoosh on the butt. Mm-hmm. This is just that brushed fabric, and it's so amazing.
That's right. Let's open some more freight. This is kind of fun.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unwrap the packages and see what's inside.
I know. This is what happens to me. I just get so fired up.
It's like Christmas.
Now, I want to see if you can see this one, what it says on their color.
Khaki?
Yes, but it isn't.
It isn't khaki.
And it was so fun because my customers and I were looking at this yesterday. One lady was needing some things, and then we're going through things, and I said, oh, my God, this is not khaki, but it's a better color for right now. It's a beautiful gray, but it says khaki.
Why does it say khaki when it's not?
Because they just made a mistake or whatever. And the thing of it is I wanted this color, but they were sold out.
Oh.
So that's ironic. The Lord said, she wants gray. Yep. Oh, and so what a fun mistake. Yep. And I had ordered all these different sizes. So this is the cat's meow. I have it in gray. Oh, cute. And this goes with everything.
Goes with
here.
Anything you brought in here.
Yep. Because we want to have where in your wardrobe, this is what we do at Monica's. You don't just buy something to buy. You buy something to fit into your wardrobe. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I get kind of busy in all this excitement and trying to run my business and trying to be a good mother, mm-hmm. trying to be a good daughter, and all this stuff. And I think to myself, but I really need to help the fashionistas in their wardrobe, really.
Right.
So I call it wardrobe rehab, and that's going to come out more in January, okay. where I do people's wardrobes, because right now it's like, ooh.
Hey, let's keep opening up some free.
Yes!
I love it.
Look at this, Paul Remo. Isn't that cute?
Oh, that's a really nice sweater-like type.
It's a sweater vest. Another huge component of what you need for the holidays. And it's got all the colors. Zinfandel, gray.
I like the pattern.
Yep. It's
like a zigzag.
Yep. And it's so cute. And it's got patch pockets in the front. And it's got a shawl collar, which is great. And it's long. And it's cute.
Yep.
And it goes with both of these cords. How fun. Limited sizes on this. I had this, and I brought this to the Pampered Stroll, and they all went like this. Boom.
Oh, they're gone right away.
Yes, because these are women's favorite colors.
Well, and after you open it out of the package, you go, people will buy that right
away.
Oh,
it's cheerful.
Yep.
And then look at here, Paul Ramo.
Pair it up with some boots.
There you go. Ankle boots. And what I love about these, they're black and they have tanner on the sole. Sewn down sole. You're not going to find many boots like this.
No.
A leather base, sewn down sole. And I have them black or that chestnut brown.
Okay.
Super cute. Mad for plaid.
I haven't heard that one.
Oh, look at this plaid vest. Red, black, cream. It's on my Facebook page. Paired it up with a charcoal funnel neck. Mm-hmm. Is huge right now.
A funnel neck?
Yeah. You'll see
a lot
of it.
Like a turtleneck?
Yep.
Okay.
Relaxed. So if you kind of get warm like me, this is fine for me, but I'd have to wear it when it's really cold out.
Okay.
But women that freeze right now, they'd love this. And it's got a zigzag. It's got a slit on the side, so you can pair it up with leggings. How cute is this for Thanksgiving with a little plaid vest?
Yeah,
get a little pop of color.
That look good sitting around the dining room table eating turkey with?
I think so, and it's cute, comfy.
Yep. Yep.
Cute, cozy, and comfortable. And look at it goes with these cords. How cute is that?
That's right.
And then we got poofer coats in.
Poofer.
Poofer, like this black one. I have it black and Zinfandel and a really pretty blue. And then I got a whole bunch more of these cute tops.
Okay.
To go with leggings.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, you got a lot of stuff coming up in Dawson, don't you?
Yes. So let's be thankful and happy Thanksgiving to everybody. And then after Thanksgiving, we have Black Friday in Awesome Dawson.
Yep.
And then we have Small Business Saturday.
Right. So buy local, right?
Buy local. Shop local. It is huge. And like my motto is shopping small and having a ball. Because that's what I've always been known for. I love personally to shop local.
That's right. And shop Monica's.
Well, yes, if you want to shop Monica's, that's amazing. We need it. We love it. But I'm encouraging all the small, wherever you can shop small, try it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. And Monica, you know, I'm going to speak for the guys here. You can go in and buy a gift certificate for your wife.
Yes.
Right?
You know, and I was going to talk to you about that, too. It's not too soon to plant the seed. This year, what I'm doing for the gentlemen that are buying gift certificates is I'm going to throw in a scarf with the gift certificate.
Oh, nice.
Because remember last year, there's guys that want to get a gift. Well, let's put a scarf in there.
That's good.
And then a gift certificate. And then it'll be like she's got a gift. And, oh, women love gift certificates. They do.
Yeah, that's right. Monica's got them. Monica, thanks for coming in this morning. Kind of ground has got snow on it.
Yeah, it does, but it's cozy.
That's right, cozy.
My mama always said that when it's like this. It's cozy. We can bake, cook, wrap presents, plus I wrap.
All right, thanks, Monica.
Thank you.
Yep, that's Monica Bothan with Fashionista Friday.